Hi, Carol.
Hi, Sophia. Thank you for babysitting.
Thank you. Don't fit my wallet, babe. So, what movie are you going to see?
Bergman's Seventh Seal. It's about a man playing chess with death.
Sounds like the Rec Room at Shady Pines.
Hey, Sophia. Hey, honey, we better get going. We're going to be late.
Just let me grab a soda for the road. Anybody else want...
And who?
Carol. How old is this Chinese food?
We'll clean out the fridge when we get back. Come on, Daddy. If we get there early, we can sit in the darkened theater and prepare ourselves to experience the desolation of Bergman's cinematic angst.
Yeah, and then we can go for ice cream.
And, Carol, I forgot to tell you, right after the movie, I have to leave after me and my ex-wife.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Sophia, don't be silly. I'm sure it's of no consequence. You're leaving me, aren't you?
Carol. Honey, it's nothing, really. Julie and I are still in our beach house, and I just have to meet to sign the listing papers. I wasn't asking you to come along. I just thought it might make you uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable? Are you kidding? I'd love to tag along.
Carol, where are you going?
I left something upstairs.
What?
Just my makeup and a low-cut dress.
Oh, Carol, don't do this, please.
Honey, you look terrific.
Oh, Kevin, thank you. You always know what to say to put my mind at ease. I'll meet you at the movie.
What about the angst to Bergman?
I've seen it before. Rook takes pawn, knight takes queen, blah, blah, blah. Checkmate.
I'm not sure that I'm really up for Bergman here.
Don't worry, Harry. In 5 minutes, she'll be so into it, we can sneak out to the lobby and play video combat.
You have any quarters?
A whole roll.
All right.
Hey! What's the haps, Oldilocks?
Charlie, I'm so glad you're here.
Why?
So I can do this. Don't ever call me Oldilocks again.
Oh, I know what to do with this.
I guess Julie's been late.
That's okay. Some people are like that. Me, I'm punctual, prompt, exact, down to the last second. I'm like an Italian train.
Carol, would you relax? There's nothing to be nervous about. Julie's a very sweet girl.
Oh, honey, I know you're right. I'm making way too big a deal out of this. I want to make a good impression.
You will.
Hi, Kevin. Sorry I'm late.
No problem. Julie, I'd like you to meet Carol.
Hi, it's really nice to meet you.
Carol.
Yeah. It's nice to finally meet you, Carol. Kevin's talked about you so much, I feel I practically know you.
You and Kevin talk about me? How nice.
So, Jewel, how's work going?
Oh, great. Ever since I won that grant, my research team's been doing some fascinating work.
Jewel's an astrophysicist.
Oh, isn't that nice, Jewel? Yeah, I've been thinking about doing a piece on the aerospace biz.
Carol's a journalist.
Senior reporter.
Really? Which paper?
Which paper?
Is there any other?
Oh, the Miami Herald.
No, a different one. So, you two are selling the old beach house, huh?
All right. Did you bring those listing papers to sign?
Oh, yeah, sure. They're right here. Just sign right next to where I signed, and the house is on the market.
Am I going to miss that old place?
Me too. Oh, Carol, it was so funny. When we first moved in, we thought it was a nude beach. We sure surprised those folks at the church clam bake.
I can't believe we tried to convince them we were Adam and Eve.
Oh, we really had some great times there.
Yeah, we did.
Well, we all have to move on sometime.
It is beautiful up there, Carol. How about we drive up this weekend? It might be our last chance.
It's worth the trip. Oh, I'd love to go this weekend, but I can't. I've got to cover that story for the paper. Big story. Probably front page.
Get this, Jewel. This weekend, they're making the world's largest omelet.
Great.
Hi, I was coughing.
Daddy, you should have seen this woman. She was so brilliant and beautiful. She made me feel like a big, stupid lump.
Oh, Carol, I will not let you put yourself down like this. You are very pretty and very smart.
You really think so, Daddy?
Absolutely. Come on, I'm sure you're blowing this whole thing out of proportion. I mean, it's not like she's some rocket scientist.
She is a rocket scientist! Oh, Daddy, how could I compete with that?
Oh, honey, don't do that. Come on now. Kevin loves you.
But how can he not want to be with her? She's perfect. If she'd have me, I'd take her.
Carol, stop it. Stop. You overthink everything. Then you have to talk about it. And you know who you talk to?
Me.
Honey, I beg of you, don't do this to us.
Oh, you're right, Daddy. It's true, I do. I overthink everything. I'm always analyzing, dissecting, questioning. Daddy, why do I have to question everything? Why, Daddy, why?
I don't know. Look, honey, listen to me. You're in a nice, stable, healthy relationship right now. Maybe this is a time to break some old patterns.
You know what? You're right, Daddy. You're absolutely right. From now on, I will be the new Carol. I've got to cleanse myself. I need an emotional loofah to scrub away my old insecurities.
Just don't clog the drain, dear. Okay? Charlie, what's wrong?
Oh, Harry, my stomach is killing me.
No, come here. Come on, sit down. Come on. All right, now, tell me everything you've eaten.
Well, I started with breast milk, then strained peas.
No, Charlie, start from now and then work backwards.
Well, I ate some Chinese food.
You mean that stuff in our fridge?
I ate the green spare ribs, and they were gnarly. But an hour later, I was hungry again, so I ate the fuzzy shrimp.
Charlie, come here. I think you may have food poisoning. Come on, I'll drive you to the hospital.
Oh, God, I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, we'll take your car. There you go. Charlie, I'm really sorry you got sick, and I hope you learned something from all of this.
Yeah. It's much easier to throw up beer.
Cannot believe you made us come here on the way to lunch.
Charlie, you just can't eat everything you see.
Sort of reminds me of the Thurman Nugget story.
You want to get this one, Harry?
It's my turn again. All right, so Laverne, do tell what happened to old Thurman Nugget.
Well, back in Hickory, Thurman was known as the human vacuum. He'd eat anything, plants, trees, beer bottles. Once he even ate a Buick Skylark piece by piece just to win a bet.
What did he win?
A Buick Skylark. He was on that Hickory game show, It's Yours If You Can Eat It.
Oh, Laverne.
Well, if I'd said he ate a sandwich, it wouldn't have been much of a story, now would it?
Anyway, Charlie, you really should be more careful.
Don't worry, Harry. From now on, I'm treating my body like a temple.
Who ordered the extra large with everything? Right here, dude.
Charlie, you were sick all night.
I know. My stomach's empty. I'm starving.
Charlie, as a medical professional, I cannot stand here and allow you to eat this.
Maxine's right.
Pineapple? I hate pineapple. Where's Maxine? You're right. I can pick them off.
Anyway, you try to get some rest.
See you later, Charlie.
Hello, Davina Schnitzel? Do you deliver?
I will rise above the muck of life. I will break down the barriers to my emotional Xanadu. I will honor my baldness because it makes me more virile. Oh, wrong chapter. I am leaping over the barriers of my emotional Xanadu.
Hi, Carol.
Kevin, you're early. I'm not ready yet. But that's okay, because I am the kind of person who rises above the muck of life.
That's a good thing, sweetie, because I have to cancel our date. Julie accepted a bid on the beach house and wants me to meet her up there and sign the papers.
So you're canceling our movie date to spend the weekend at your romantic beach house with your ex-wife?
Carol, what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say thank you for trusting me enough to know that I would be okay with that.
Well, I'd love to have you join us. Well, why don't you just pack a bag and hop in the car with me?
Honey, I can't just go running off for the weekend. I need a sitter for Scotty. Plus, I have to cover the omelet story. Burt Reynolds is supposed to throw out the first egg.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. The omelet. I completely forgot. Of course he can't go. Look, I understand. I gotta get going. Are you sure you're okay with this?
Of course. Go. Have a good time.
Okay. Then, I'll see you when I get back.
Yeah. Really, I'm fine. No big deal. I must trust those whom I love and love those whom I trust.
To be a reporter, you just go to the stadium and write down all the ingredients. How many eggs, what kinds of cheese.
Screw the omelet. When do I get to meet Burt Reynolds?
Sophia, I need you to get the story. Now, it's simple. Just remember the five W's. Who, what, when, where, and why.
Okay, Burt. Who are you sleeping with? What are you seeing her? When are you going to dump her? And why don't you answer my letters?
You forgot the where.
Oh, yeah. Where's the $50 for covering this stupid egg story?
It. Daddy, thank you for taking care of Scotty for me.
Honey, Carol, listen, I have to be honest with you. I think you driving up to Kevin's beach house is a bad idea.
Daddy, I have to go up there. I don't know what I'm going to find when I get there. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to say. Maybe I'll know when I get there. Maybe I won't. I just don't know.
Well, as long as you know what you're doing. Honey, what happened to the new Carol?
The old Carol sent her packing. I'm back, I'm paranoid, and I'm proud.
Please, doctors, they need a decision immediately.
I just don't know. Maxine, what's your opinion?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. After what happened last time, you're on your own.
Please, doctors, they cannot wait any longer.
Give me a second, Laverne. Please, let me think. Okay, turkey and rye, extra mustard.
He'll have the usual.
Uh-huh. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for Dr. Harry Weston.
Oh, hey, oh, you're that lawyer from the TV commercial.
L. Norton Taggart.
I'm on the case.
L. Norton Taggart? lawyer got me $3.2 million for no reason at all.
Yeah, that's me. Here you go, Doc.
What's this?
Hey, Harry, you want to go for a ride in my new Lexus?
You're suing me?
Yeah. How do you think I can afford a new Lexus? Get it, Greg. We're going to be litigants, buddy. Hope we get Judge Wapner. He's tough yet fair.
See you in court.
Bring your wallet.
Whoa, Charlie, you let this crook talk you into suing me? It's not my fault you got sick.
Dr. Weston pleads not guilty.
Well, isn't it true, Doctor, that you knew the Chinese food had gone bad?
You knew the food was bad, Harry?
Well, we were going to throw it out.
But you didn't, did you? And were you not fully aware that Mr. Dietz had a well-established history of mooching?
I'm a mooch, Harry. Remember that time I borrowed your attic insulation?
You have my attic insulation?
Doctor, I'd plead the fifth. They might have a case.
You know, Harry, you've been complaining for years about getting Charlie to stop mooching. Maybe you were trying to teach him a lesson by poisoning him. A lesson he'd never forget.
Come on, Maxine.
Goes to motive, Harry. Sorry. No more O.J. trial for me. Oh, who am I kidding? Lunch recess is over. I gotta go.
Look, Weston, whether you like it or not, every citizen has a right to their day in court.
All right, fine. All right. I can't stop you from suing me. Goodbye, Charlie.
Yeah, bye, Harry. I'll pick you up after work. You can drive my new car.
No, no, Charlie. Goodbye. I don't want to see you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to be friends with you.
Well, but Harry, I'm not suing you. I'm suing your insurance company.
No, no, you're not. You're suing me. You're dragging me, your friend, into court.
He has every right to do that.
And I have every right never to see him ever again.
Hey, you didn't tell me he'd be mad at me. You lied to me.
Yeah, okay, you got me.
Well, forget it. I'm dropping the suit.
No, no, Deeds, come on. We got him right where we want him.
I said forget it.
Wuss. All right, what about you, Weston?
Right.
Well, I think we got a pretty good case against Dietz here for all the mental anguish that his frivolous lawsuit caused you.
Get out! No! No, I am not leaving here until I sue somebody.
Whoa. Ambulance. Gotta run.
I'm sorry, Harry. I don't know what I was thinking.
That's all right, Charlie.
No, it's not. I still have 119 more payments on the Lexus.
Well, Carol Weston, the moment of truth has arrived. C'est le moment de la vérité. El momento de la verdad. Ching, ching, yi bao. I'm strong enough to face whatever I find in there. I think. I knew it!
Carol!
What's she doing here? I thought you said she was covering an omelet.
You better close the door, will you? It's drafty.
Kevin, how could you?
Come on, baby, you know the score. I'm a fella, she's a dame. I mean, look at her. Who can resist her? She's a looker, she's got brains, and she can simulate fusion in zero gravity. Who can beat that?
Speaking of beating it, why don't you, sister? Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Oh, no. You're not getting off that easy.
Right. What are you going to do about it? Carol, honey, take it easy, will you?
Ah, she ain't got the nerve to use that thing.
You're wrong. I got the nerve, I tell you. I got the nerve and the inclination. I won't play the sap for you. You should have found yourselves another sucker. What am I doing? Daddy was right. I must be crazy. I should trust Kevin because he's a man. And men are dogs. I'm going in. You two doing important paperwork? Carry on.
Carol, what's going on?
Nothing. I was just in the neighborhood fishing. You know, for fish. The big fish.
Fishing?
Yeah.
but I ran out of the stuff that you catch the fish with.
Bait?
Yeah, that's it. I'm out of that. Do you have any?
Come on, Carol. You're here because you think there's still something going on between me and Julie.
Wait, let me guess. You thought you'd burst in here and find us naked in bed.
What's with you?
Insecure much?
Jeez, you're pathetic.
What do you see in her?
I was wondering that myself. Carol.
Oh, Kevin.
What are you doing here? Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, everything's fine. I changed my mind and decided to join you and Julie for the weekend.
Great. Boy, you made good time. You beat me.
Well, yes, I was anxious to get up here for the fishing.
The what?
Nothing.
Let me get your suitcase.
I forgot it. No problem. I'll just drive back to Miami and get it.
Carol, wait a second. What's going on?
Oh, Kevin, I feel like such a fool. I'm here because I was jealous. I kept having these insane hallucinations about finding you and Julie in bed together.
Carol, you got nothing to worry about. I'm not interested in Julie. I love you.
I know. I love you, too.
Listen, I'm glad you're here. We're going to have a great weekend together. Okay. Julie?
Kevin, I have a surprise for you. Just like old times.
I'm hallucinating again.
I think I am too.
Oh my God, Carol. Kevin, I'm so embarrassed.
Sweetie, I had no idea. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, honey. What's important is that we love each other and we trust each other. And when these kinds of things come up in our relationship, we handle them maturely. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go up there and show that pointy-headed little tramp what orbit feels like.
Carol, she's a black belt.
On the other hand, she's probably embarrassed enough.
Turns now to Paul Reiser, backstage at Saturday Night Live, Studio 88.
Hi, I'm Paul Reiser, and I'm going to be hosting Saturday Night Live in just 2 hours. And already the excitement, the electricity is just pulsating through the building. There's a sense of anticipation, the scent, the smell, the feeling. Everybody's like a cat. They're like cats just lurking and waiting. Annie Lennox, the musical guest, she's like a cat. She's lurking like a cat. And then we have sketches which are being written and rehearsed. Writers are running around. There's like a frenzy of show business activity. He's like a cat.